Hello, my name is Malachi Brown. I'll be talking about Tesla and them being able to play video games while in motion. Last August, Vince Patton was watching a YouTube video of a Tesla owner and made the observation that Tesla owners can now play video games on the touchscreen while the car is moving. So he took his own Tesla to an empty parking lot and loaded up some Skyforce Reloaded and did a few loops. Vince Patton states, "I was dumbfounded that yes, sure enough, this sophisticated video game came up." Vince also tried Solitaire and was able to play that also. Vince later found out he could also search the internet while driving his car. Patton, who loves his car and says he has nothing against Tesla, is worried that drivers will play video games and be dangerously distracted. "Somebody's going to get killed. It's absolutely insane," he said, which is why last month Patton decided to file a complaint with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The government's road safety agency, NHTSA, needs to prohibit all live video in the front seat and all live interactive web browsing while the car is in motion, is what Patton wrote in his complaint. "Creating a dangerous distraction for the driver is recklessly negligent," Patton stated. To get a feel about how some people feel about this, I asked a couple people how they feel about it. Maxwell Gilly is here with me to tell us how he feels.
I think that this is an extremely dangerous thing to be doing. You are going to be teaching people that it is okay to be watching TV, playing video games while they are driving. It's just like when they have all of these people with their stationary bikes where they have to watch a movie in order to exercise. Then when they go outside in the real world, they aren't able to do it. Same thing here. You're going to have people think that it is okay to be focusing on your TV screen thing in your Tesla, but when you get into your normal car, you're going to forget that, and then it will cause people to get distracted, and distracted drivers are bad drivers. And that is why I think this is a horrible, horrible decision, and we need to have someone step up and take this capability away.
Thank you so much for joining me and telling us how you feel. I got another person to tell us about how they feel. Cooper Bates, thank you for joining us.
Well, I think it's personally a terrible idea because things like this in the past have turned out really poorly, such as the fact that it's now illegal to text while driving and that you could go to jail for it. Because the same thing's just going to happen again with the entertainment screen. Like, it's just a mobile phone, but, in your car. Not much good is going to come out of this, in my opinion. I think it's a really good way to get into an accident. Even though Tesla has, like, safety precautions, it's not advanced enough to completely stop a car or stop from getting tail, like, rear-ended because you stopped in the middle of the road because you thought you were at an intersection because you were too busy watching Madagascar on your Tesla. That is my opinion. And thank you for having me on this show.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us here. I have one other thing to say. A NHTSA spokeswoman wrote in an email, "We are aware of drivers' concerns and are discussing the feature with the manufacturer." Hopefully, they are deciding to get rid of this option to be able to drive your car while playing a video game. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am Malachi Brown. And see you guys later.